This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Two Colorado men facing charges related to the riot at the U.S. Capitol were in federal court today. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Federal investigators say social media posts helped them track down 24-year-old Robert Gieswein and 48-year-old Patrick Montgomery. Both reportedly made their way inside the U.S. Capitol as Congress was about to certify the presidential election results. Gieswein allegedly carried a bat and sprayed an unknown substance at law enforcement. Montgomery later posted on Facebook that he, quote, stormed the Capitol. He's now out on a personal recognizance bond, while Gieswein remains in federal custody. Both are being charged by prosecutors in Washington, D.C. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Governor Polis says he's being briefed by federal and local authorities about potential security threats in Colorado during tomorrow's inauguration. Polis says he's activating the Colorado National Guard to protect the state capitol and other potential targets if local protests become violent. Vail says business at its North American resorts plunged early in the season. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
Skier visits fell more than 16% compared to last year. Revenue from ski school was half of what it was last year. And revenue declines for dining were even steeper, down more than 60%. The company released the results in a report last week. In the report, CEO Rob Katz blames the declines on COVID restrictions and below-average snowfall in areas including Colorado. I'm Sarah Mulholland.